Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I told you how the production of rice, the second largest source of calories worldwide for humans, is destined to fall significantly by the end of this year. Prices are already rising for this food, which is a primary source of nutrition for 1.6 billion people. Unfortunately, that isn't the only crop shortage which will have the effect of sharply boosting food prices over the rest of this year. The western United States is experiencing what has been described as the worst mega drought in 1,200 years. This drought is inflicting multiple forms of damage on food production. Because of the drought, a U.S. Farm Bureau survey reports that 85% of ranchers in stricken states have sold off part of their herds, and more than three-quarters of farmers have pulled farmland out of production. Beef cattle drink lots of water. Water is also needed to raise the crops that feed livestock. As a consequence, ranchers right now are liquidating part of their herds early in order to reduce the need for water and to generate cash flow to pay for the more expensive livestock feed. What this means is that there is a looming shortage of beef in the near future, with huge price increases expected. Right now, beef prices are tapering off because of the premature slaughter of cattle, but current price levels will not last long. During the last significant drought in Texas, cattle herds declined almost 25%. Among American crops facing significant declines in output over the next few months are potatoes and tomatoes. Potatoes are the source of the fourth largest amount of human calorie consumption. California's tomato crop is hurting so much that the use of tomatoes for salads, sandwich toppings, spaghetti and pizza sauce, and many other food dishes will either get much more expensive or people will simply do without. I've already warned you that American food prices are likely to spike between now and the end of this year at rates even higher than we have already recently experienced. Now you know some of the specifics. Rice, beef, potatoes, and tomatoes. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.